Senate Bill 222, an act to make an appropriation to replenish the special emergency and disaster special revenue fund and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 222 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Putnam.
Well, thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 222 is in front of you. It's an appropriation to replenish the emergency and disaster fund. Section 1 appropriates a certain amount of money, and that money is $1,750,000, and it will go to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to provide the replenishment to that emergency disaster fund. Section 2 tells you that the Secretary will approve the vouchers and the State Auditor shall draw the warrants. And Section 3, it just says the act is necessary to support the state government. I should point out to you that the money that is coming out of there is general fund money. It is indeed in our budget before us. And the fund is really to set up for emergency requirements. And let me just point out a couple, if I may. You probably remember during the past 6 months, there's several incidents in which this fund was used, more particularly out in the flagpole and Jasper fires in the Black Hills area, and Senator Cleveland and others areas out in the western part there. $800,000 of the $1,150,000 was needed to pay for these salaries because we had 600 plus National Guard soldiers and others out there helping to fight these fires. You may remember the Plankington Public School burning some months ago. We took $300,000 of that appropriated money, and we covered the cost of certain buildings to be put up out there for temporary school systems for them. Six buildings indeed were put up and put in place for them folks out there. Just for some of the things in my own specific area, down around the Springfield, South Dakota area, we used some of the money to help refurbish the buildings that burned during the fire at Springfield. So with that, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I hope that you could see fit to approve Senate Bill 222. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 222, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bolg?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown? Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Ketzel? Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 222 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Senator Putnam.
Madam President, I have to correct something. I misspoke during my presentation. The fires in the flagpole and Jasper area indeed were Senator Vitter's area, and I apologize to Senator Vitter, but I give Senator Cleveland some credit for that anyway, but I want to make sure that's correct.
Thank you, Senator.